Jihadi extremist arrested for at least 5 rapes in Swedish care home. By Chris Tomlinson on February 16, 2023. A 30-year-old suspected Islamic radical has been arrested in Sweden after allegedly carrying out at least 5 rapes at a care home while working at the facility last autumn. The man is said to have been employed at the care home, known as an HVB home in Sweden, in the city of Örebro, and is said to have raped a person who was a resident of the home at least 5 times, with some of the alleged rapes taking place at the home and others at his home. According to the Swedish security police, Sapo, the man has been identified as a radical Islamic extremist and has been classified as a threat actor within the extremist Islamist scene in Sweden, the newspaper Expressen reports. Sapo also claims that the man and his family are linked to a well-known radical imam who the police previously recommended should be reported from Sweden due to possible threats to national security. While Expressen does not name the imam, several imams have been arrested and recommended for deportation in recent years, including notorious Imam Abo Raad, who was ultimately allowed to remain in the country as his deportation could not be carried out but eventually left of his own accord anyway. Sapo also notes that the arrested man in Örebro has made posts online that may indicate support for the Islamic State terrorist group and that he had previously worked at a school in Gothenburg that had been run by Islamic extremist Imam Abdul Nasser el-Nadi and had employed Islamic State returnees. The head of the HVB home claimed that the man was not a full-time worker at the home and had worked as a substitute worker on a few occasions last autumn. His criminal record also allegedly did not show his links to radical Islamic extremism. The case is not the first time a radical Islamic extremist has been found to be employed in a sensitive workplace, with a former Islamic State member being found working as a security guard at a Vienna vaccination site, despite previous convictions for terrorism. The man's past was not revealed until he had allegedly sexually assaulted a co-worker. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.